Welcome to the London Property Podcast, your go-to source for navigating the complex and ever-changing London real estate market. Our digital marketplace provides informative and educational content from industry leaders through podcasts and videos. We cover various aspects of the real estate experience, including buying and selling, finance, law, tax, construction, design, and more. Join us as we delve into the latest trends and developments in the market and gain valuable insights from our panel of experts.
Hello and welcome to London Property, the home of Super Prime. I'm your host, Farnaz Fazaipour, and today we're delighted to invite Justin Bennett to the show from LBB Chartered Surveyors. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
What I wanted to start with is ground rent. What is ground rent?
Ground rent, in the simplest form, is an annual payment. So if you have a lease contract, it's of a specific property, it's for a specific period of time, and to make a lease, you have to have a rent. So the ground rent historically would be the rent for the piece of land, the building, the, you know, for example, an indenture would have been granted for a plot of land, allowing somebody to build on that, and that's the concept of a ground rent. When you think to more modern times, and you have the creation of blocks of flats from single houses, you then get leases of flats where you will have a rent that is being paid, and it's called a ground rent as well. And some ground rents can be very small, like a peppercorn, which is no money at all. But some can be more significant, a percentage of the property's value, a percentage of the, or from a base rate to a percentage of the increase in building costs of building the property. I've seen those. Or they can just be as simple as doubling every 25 or 33 years. And, you know, a rent that doubles every 33 years and is fixed through that period is very simply, you know, around about 2.2% annual inflation. But of course, you're paying that fixed level in between. So you move on to more modern times, and there was an incentivized system from some firms closely associated with house builders, where they realized, you know, that you build a block of 12 flats and you put the right ground rent structure in place, you may actually be able to take out the whole value of another flat when you sell that ground rent investment to somebody else. So you have this abuse of the system. So then it follows in, people are doing informal lease extensions, where the person who's negotiating that informal lease extension is told, you know, by a property management company working for a house builder, look, if you can do this deal for a lease extension and get a doubling ground rent every 10 years, we'll give you a sum of money. You know, it's no problem. There's no difference to a fee or a bonus inside of it. But what you have then is an abuse of the system, which is what's led to the current furore and why we have this leasehold reform bill, which is an attempt to address that, where other forms of attempts to address it have failed. For example, you know, the house builders noticed immediately, tried to put in the RPI schemes through the government pledge, where they're all signed out to try to hold off this legislation. But now we're in a situation where the basic ground rent is no longer seen as a simple payment of a nominal sum or a small sum, to what is something now is called an abuse of the system, money for nothing.
Right. And you touched on this, but can you explain in a little bit more detail to me about what would be a ground rent investment?
So a ground rent investment is when somebody looks at the income stream from that ground rent, how long it's for, how regularly it reviews, how it reviews, and works out the present value of that, and that becomes what they will pay for that ground rent investment. So it's you put a sum of money in a bank, you take interest from it. So it's effectively working that in reverse. So how much will I pay in order to get this interest that I want at a fixed percentage every year? So, you know, if you're investing £100 at a 10% return, sorry, if you were looking at a £10 a year income, fixed for perpetuity, you say, well, there's no growth, it's going to depreciate because of inflation, you may only pay 10 times that, which is a 10% return. So 10 times 10, £100. The more exciting that review, the higher the multiple you will pay for it.
Right.
and the higher the sum involved. And you went from a situation where you go back 20 years, maybe 25 years ago, you know, ground rents were trading at 9, 10, 12 times. Then you move forward with the... it's more after 2002 when the legislation was first changed, where it was amended to allow people other than those who lived at the property to extend their leases. Then you had companies, buy-to-let investors come in, so the money really started to accelerate. And people, and the more challenges on the legislation, the more court clarifications, the investment yield rates decreased, which meant the multiples that people would were prepared to pay for them increased accordingly. So your £10 ground rent now, instead of being worth £100, may have become £150 or £200. And then you accelerate forward to 2017, you know, and before that, but in the latter 2000, early to latter 2010s, you had funds paying for RPI-linked investments, doublers, 25, 35 times the ground rent income, because the pension funds who took these investments in saw it as safe, regular income.
Right.
And there was a naivety towards the 10-year doublers, because people were used to the 25 or 35 or 33-year doublers, which were, you know, 2.2, 2.7% inflation link, which is not too different to the 2% target inflation rates the government has at the moment.
So the doublers are linked to inflation as well, or there's different ways of these
up? There's different ways.
So the different ways is where the value comes in.
So you'll have a review after a fixed period of time. And you have what a RPI review is, you look at what the retail price index was when the original rent was set, you compare the RPI to the rate on the date of review, the proportional increase is what will happen to a rent. So if it increases, you know, if it means that it goes from 100 to £150, then your new rent is 150. If the increase is from 100 to 250, then it goes to 250. The doublers are the ones which go 100, 200, 400, 800, 1600 to 3200 in a very quick period of time. So if you imagine that's a 10-year period, all of a sudden you're reaching a rent in a very short period of time, perhaps 50 or 60 years, that is more than the market rent on some of these properties that have been sold.
Right. And that was the attractiveness of this whole business. And how is the new bill addressing this? What are they trying to do with it?
Well, you've got the new bill, which is proposing that in the rental valuation, the rent is capped at 0.1% of the value of the property. Now, to work out the compensation that you are to pay for your lease extension or for your enfranchisement, you need the value of the property. So that just becomes a simple calculation, and it kicks in at the first review after the date of the notice. However, you also then have the government running a consultation process, which ended quite a while ago, after an extended period of consultation, but it started off at 6 weeks, and the extended period was only a matter of 2-3 months anyway, which may abolish ground rent, it may leave it as it is, it may link it to RPI. There's all sorts of options there. There's five different options. And if you compare that to what the Lord Society originally said, the Lord Society gave even more options of what you could do with it. The government, with abolishing ground rent, would be doing something that wasn't factored in previously. And it is literally taking a sum of money from one person and giving it to the other by way of just transferring wealth.
Right. So that's a space to watch.
Space to watch.
Okay, well, thank you very much for the little glimpse into ground rent and the challenges that they were facing at the moment with the bill. And we look forward to welcoming you back to the show.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed that discussion and took away some new information. If you have any questions about valuations, leasehold reform, please do get in touch so we can connect you to the right professionals.
Thanks for tuning in to our latest episode of the London Property Podcast. Head over to our website where you can browse our exclusive network of top experts driving the market. As a member, you'll have direct access to our experts and their networks. Our award-winning content will help you choose the right professionals for your needs and make informed decisions about your investments. Personal recommendations are a powerful tool in connecting with trusted professionals. Let us introduce you to the right people to help you achieve your real estate goals. Contact us now to learn more about becoming a member and gaining access to these valuable resources, or joining our directory of experts.